I was born on St George's Day, 23rd of April 1943, and I lived in Wilshire Avenue for 11 years.
What number?
66. And the garden backed onto St Stephen's Field. So I spent most of the light hours of those 11 years in that field playing. I can remember the old cattle pond as it was then, because it was just a sort of a brick wall with the end missing so they could walk in and drink. But it was just, you know, a horrible mess.
Were there cows in that field?
Yes.
Oh, what farm did it come from?
Muir's farm, I knew. Because I was a friend of Fergus Muir, his farmer's son. I always knew it as Muir's farm. Yeah. And I used to spend a lot of time up there.
Can you describe it?
Yes. Going in the front entrance on the right would be a big pigsty. There'd always be a huge pig in there. So you'd walk past that and then there'd be the big farmhouse. Massive rooms. And Fergus, in one of the bedrooms that wasn't used, had a huge model railway laid out. We spent a lot of time up there. And then going past the house out into the field behind it, talking sort of Robert Avenue-ish sort of area, there was big cherry trees down there. And there used to be an old cart, two-wheeled cart, an old one, sort of derelict, standing near these trees. And his mum used to pack us up a basket with a picnic, and we used to go down and sit on this car, have a picnic, get the cherries. It was lovely. My father's hostelry was the King Harry.
That's where he used to frequent, you
know? Yes, well, he used to do the garden there as well. He was up there quite a lot. And they would normally come home via the footpath opposite Marlborough School's gate and come round that way. But one night, they decided they'd come across the field, so via the churchyard, and come over the field and in the dark. And my mum tripped over a cow. my brother immediately, but because I'm one of four, he decided one year to camp out in that field. So he put his tent up and everything, and he came out in the morning. There was cows all standing there.
Which brother?
That was George. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Further up the hill, can't remember the number. Wilshire's on.
All right, Wilshire. Yeah.
There was a family lived on the same side called Nicholson, and they had an air raid shelter in their back garden. And spent a lot of time playing in that as well. This used to walk down the steps into. It wasn't just one of these little ones. It was a brick built job. I think it had two sort of rooms to it. I'm not sure. Sort of steps down into it, and you could come out another way and come up vertically. Spent hours in there. The only thing about that field, there was never an area flat enough to get a good game of football, or there was trees in the way, because more or less in the middle of that field there used to be a crab apple or an apple tree, and it was crab apple, and we used to spend hours climbing up that as well. That's all gone there.
Do you remember the area around Vester Avenue shops behind it before it was built?
Yeah, going back to 1953, the row of shops that are there, from memory serves me right, it was only one this end and one the other end. Yeah. They built in. And in 1953, they were at the stage of building where they were just open shop fronts. And we had our coronation street party, because of the rain, in one of those shop fronts. They put all the tables and things, and we had it in there. Yeah. I don't think that was actually on the coronation day, because we actually watched that on the television of the King Harry, because we didn't have one. They invited a lot of their sort of regulars, I suppose, upstairs in the lounge was packed with.
Did you play in that area behind Vester at all?
Yes, because if you walk along from the top of Wilshire and go along to Watling Street, the footpath, where the flats are on the left, that was all scrubland. You spend hours in there playing tin can Tommy and all that sort of thing. So that was like an extension of the field, really. Because there weren't any animals on it, it just sort of grew wild. So we spent a lot of time up there. I can remember years ago, because what I used to do, if I was a bit of a loner, and I'd go out the back field, and I'd go all around, because all the gardens backed onto the field, I'd go all round, and I'd be looking for things that people had chucked. And I'd search, and I'd find old nails and everything like that, and I'd gradually work my way round. And this particular day, I'd gone right down as far as Mercer's, cut across to the Watling Street, and was coming back up the other side. And under these bushes, I found these like swords, like scimitars, two of them. Oh, cool, blimey. You know, anyway, the upshot of that was I took them home, or I told Mum and Dad, and they'd evidently been stolen, stashed there. But I don't know what happened after that. But you can imagine a young boy finding something like that.
Yeah.
My mum grew up in Albert Street. She lived in the first four or five houses as you come off Holywell Hill with the steps up. She lived in one of those. I mean, in those days, they were virtually slums all down there. My dad grew up in Shenley. When they got married, they lived at London Coney for a while, and then they moved Wilshire Avenue, because Dad was a stoker at the gasworks.
Have you got any memories of that? Or can
Well, we were talking about, at the meeting the other day, when we were talking about the poplars.
Yes.
When he worked shifts, I used to have to take his tea up in the pack and stand at those poplars and shout. So he obviously was expecting me at a certain time, and I would shout, you know, Dad, Dad, and then he'd come out the boiler house, come up and get his tea and then go back to work.
Did you get the coke?
Oh yeah, a lot of people did that. I used to go down and get the coke on a Saturday morning with the pushchair, £28 a coke for about 1 and 6. Yeah, I used to hate that job.